get settled, get set, get relaxed. Take in a breath in and a breath out, just so you can relax whatever tension might be present for yourself now. Being able to go into a place where you can set the intention to ask your body for the answers. For your body always knows what it is that it needs. Our job is to be able to remember to ask our bodies what it is that it needs. The challenge, of course, is that the answers can change day by day, so that what the body needs today may be different from what the body needs tomorrow, which is why learning how to muscle test our body for the answers can be so, so helpful, because then we are always communicating with the wisdom of our body moment to moment. And then, once we get the answers, we know when we need to persist and when we need to essentially make a different decision. By persist, I want to say we're persisting with experimenting on whatever therapies are needed to be able to help feel better. So the persistence is in the actions. It is in making decisions for yourself about what you can do to feel better. And the second part of the persistence is, once a therapy is selected, whether or not to stick with it or find another therapist or find another therapy. So there are basically two steps to persistence that need to be acknowledged. So another breath, just relax now, settle into your chair or wherever you might be listening to this discussion now. Take another breath, and with a focus of attention on the air, especially as it leaves your body, and allowing yourself just to settle in now. Taking your thumb and your two fingers and having them ready, because we're going to start asking your body some questions. Think back now, either recently or over the last year or two, about a therapy that you have selected for yourself to pursue. The therapy might be a prescription medication. The therapy might be an exercise routine. The therapy might be a psychologist or a counselor that you have decided to see. The therapy might be body work, like Bowen or cranial sacral therapy. The therapy might be exercise of a certain character or nature. The therapy might be eating a certain type of food that you were told should help. The therapy might be taking a specific supplement that was recommended by an internet source or by a friend. Think back on a therapy, whatever that therapy might have been, that you still have questions about. You still wonder, should I still be doing that or not? Now, whether or not you decided to continue or discontinue the therapy, with your intention, focus and concentrate on that particular therapy now. Ask the question, once you have that therapy in mind, doing whatever the therapy is for yourself, is a good choice for my body. And then muscle test. Take your thumb and rub it against those two fingers and see how that feels. Do that right now. And just ask the question again as a double check. Doing my whatever therapy it is that you have in mind is a good choice for my body. I need to continue doing this. And again, just take your thumb and your two fingers and rub them together and be sensitive to how it feels now. Is it smooth? Or is it clammy? If it's smooth, it's a great idea for you and you need to continue it. If it's clammy, it's not a good idea for you and it would be important to consider discontinuing it and looking for another therapy, perhaps a complementary therapy. You can now do this for a second therapy of choice, whatever that might be, something that you really couldn't figure out whether it helped or not, whether it was eating or exercise or going to a counselor or going to body work or a detox program, whatever it might have been that you were pursuing, and whatever thoughts you might have about whether or not that therapy was a good idea or a bad idea, go ahead and ask the question as it comes to mind. Okay, is doing fill-in-the-therapy, or is taking fill-in-the-therapy, or is doing fill-in-the-therapy what my body needs now? You can ask that out loud or with your thoughts, and then simply muscle test with the thumb over those two fingers and see how it feels. Do that for a second therapy and see what result you get. Trust that your body will give you the information. Your body always knows what the answer is, and this is another clever, powerful way of being able to get information from your body about what it needs. We get ourselves out of our minds and connect with the wisdom of the body when we muscle test. This way of muscle testing is no big hurdle. It's no big deal, so that we can always muscle test any question in this way hundreds of times a day if we want. The answer may be in between yes and no. The feeling may be part clammy, part not clammy, and that is what the body probably is telling you. If it's not totally clammy and sticky, but somewhere between sticky and clear and smooth, then it may be the body could use it, but it's not necessarily the best thing for your body right now. In other words, there's an in-between that the body will, an in-between answer that your body will give to you when you do this particular test. Try it out for size. And when you do get the answer, yes, my body needs this, be sure to activate that precious fifth step that is so essential to being able to manifest recovery, and that is to persist. Even if in your mind you're saying it's making me feel worse, if your body is saying, I need this, then your body does need this. The muscle testing systems that I just showed you is a way of getting out of your mind and your thinking and into the wisdom of the body. It's a way of connecting with what your body actually needs. And it's a way of honoring the importance of persistence so that we know how terribly important it is when we set a course to be able to recover that we stay on track with that particular course.